Hello, everyone. This is Casey Evans. I am a member of the Sandy Springs Christian Church in the greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And I am joined here today for our first inaugural podcast that we are calling the Sandy Springs Christian Conversations by Nathan Brown. Nathan, please introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. Reverend Dr. Nathan Brown, Senior Minister of Sandy Springs Christian Church, and I'm excited about this new venture and looking forward to our conversation, so to speak.
Me too. Now let's get into our mission statement to kick things off. This is a hope-filled effort by and for the people of Sandy Springs Christian Church as a way to connect to and communicate with both people in our congregation and the greater Sandy Springs, Atlanta area with positive conversations about our community and its slash our relationship to God. With that, let's just have a conversation.
I want to begin, Casey, by, you know, this is really your idea, which I think is fantastic. And so I'm going to take control here for a second.
Please do.
Because I think that people understanding, you know, sort of where this idea came from, you know, how it was sort of, you know, the impetus behind all this, I think that's important for people to know, because I think in and of itself is an interesting story. So talk a little bit about why this particular forum, you know, why this conversation or these ongoing conversations and how it kind of came to mind for you.
All right. I guess I came up with the idea certainly during the COVID pandemic, which we are still in the midst of, but I came up with it in 2020. And I came up with it partially because, A, I love listening to podcasts myself and watching YouTube videos of people just having dialogue about something that they're interested in. And over the course of the last few years, I've had a sort of spiritual revival. I've always been a Christian man, grew up in a Presbyterian household, but I became what I think a lot of people would call Christmas and Easter Christians for many years, but then found.
We know them as Creasters.
Creasters. Yes, I was on that front from basically my time from college to now. Actually, there was some deviations, which we can get into at some other conversation. Ultimately, I wanted to have the opportunity to speak to our congregation and give you a voice and give everybody a voice, really, to create connectivity, something that I feel like we as a church really pride ourselves in, being people-oriented. And one of the things that the COVID pandemic has unfortunately done is made us all have to socially distance, even when we are together. I feel like this is the best opportunity for us to keep a connection alive and have a conversation, have a dialogue that's, you know, things that are on our mind, but also inviting other people into this conversation and talk to community members and congregation members and charitable organizations that we as a church support, talk about the things that are going on at the church. People may not be going to church, but things are definitely still happening at the church. Things that are happening at the day school, it can be anything we want it to be. And I'm excited about, you know, uploading this to both, you know, hopefully the YouTube platform, which I think most people are used to now within the Sandy Springs Christian Church community by you know, watching and listening on a weekly basis, but also in a newer format, I would say. It's certainly not new, but podcasts in an audio only format that I think people will be able to listen to whenever, wherever, and however they want to. I think we'll be talking about things that are both timely but also timeless, in the sense of, like, you know, you're not going to need to keep up with every episode to kind of, like, you know, if you miss one, you're not going to like ruin it all. You don't have to go back and watch it all. If you just want to listen to a little bit, great. It's just going to be episodic in the sense of, like, each episode is going to stand on its own. This is not a storyline. This isn't us trying to, you know, have some type of overarching Bible study or anything like that, that if you miss one, you're going to get behind.
I think that's great. I think you talked about with me, you know, one of the things that you discovered during this last year is that, you know, you were pretty good about tuning in on Sunday morning to worship, but if you happen to miss one, you know, if you didn't get back to it by Monday, you know, to watch it, typically all of a sudden Tuesday, Wednesday's there, then it's like, you know what, I'm just going to wait for the next Sunday. And what you talked to me about was this kind of being a, you know, midweek sort of connection point where even if you missed worship or aren't tuning into worship, this is maybe a smaller little kind of sound bite that you can, you know, listen to while you're running or while you're you know, working in the yard or doing whatever.
Or driving. Some people are still driving a lot. Driving, maybe you're not commuting to work like you used to, but people are still driving around. So certainly, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I almost kind of liken it to when I was a kid. There were 2 days a week that were very church oriented for me. Sunday morning, obviously, but then Wednesday evening was when my church that I grew up with, they got together and did a potluck. And then, you know, the kids would go off. I was the kid at that point. I'd go off and just play with my friends for a couple hours. My mom and dad would maybe do a Bible study. My mom was in the choir, so she practiced on Wednesday nights and things like that. So there was always two touch points a week for me growing up, and that made you always feel really connected, and that's what I want to be able to make sure that the people of Sandy Springs Christian Church, you know, have that.
One of the things that I discovered that, you know, you sort of know intuitively as the pastor of a church, but that you don't really fully grasp until you experience it, is that so much of how people understand or know about what's going on within the life of a church does take place on Sunday morning in person, right? I mean, it's not just reading it in a newsletter or getting an e-blast or, you know, it's being with other people and folks going, you know what? So are you going to go attend this? And people are like, oh, we're doing that? Or did you hear that, you know, this is upcoming and, you know, we're going to, you know, collect things for this particular organization? And it's like, oh, no, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And so what's been lost in kind of this disconnection or not meeting in person is also just overall awareness of what's happening within the life of a church. And so I think the other piece this forum can bring is inviting, as you said, people from our congregation or the community, you know, for instance, the outreach chair of our church to come and talk about, hey, you know, Christmas is coming up and these are the initiatives we're supporting during Christmas. And so you can bring your items by the church at this time or it's the stewardship campaign and it's time to talk about that. And, you know, this is how we're going to do ministry in the next year. And, you know, so there are lots of different, or you know what, we're going to partner with this organization in the community this year. We're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Let's invite the director of that organization to come and, you know, spend time with us on this and talk a little bit about, you know, their ministry and what they're doing and how we're going to partner with them. So again, another, to your point, another connection point during the week and kind of way to get information to people in a little bit different forum than they would otherwise, you know,
and this time. And the other thing that I think that is relevant to this as well is, you know, if you want to invite somebody to go to church with you right now, it's kind of hard because, you know, what do? Invite them to watch the YouTube channel? And I mean, let's be honest, most people aren't going to go to a YouTube church and feel the connection like they do when they actually go there. And granted, we will be going back to church in a physical manner in 2021 at some point, maybe even this Sunday, hopefully, knock on wood. But I do think that this conversations could be an entryway for people who are on the fence about, like, okay, maybe I really want to, you know, explore what does going to church look like at Sandy Springs at Christian Church. And this can be kind of like a get to know you, you know, they could listen to this with their family, and you can share this with your friends and be like, oh, that's really cool. And that one of the other things that I think that I we will definitely have conversations about within this format, especially you and me, is I do want to have some more deeper religious discussions about kind of my interpretation of certain things. One of my goals for 2021, which I'm already well on my way to achieving, is to read the entirety of the Bible. I've actually got a full 365-day plan that I'm reading on my Bible app. I'm sharing this experience with my brother. I have a brother who also lives here in the area. He goes to Mount Bethel. The best thing about this experience reading it with him is the social interaction that I get to have with him after I finish reading it. And we both get to kind of like type in our thoughts and our, you know, our wrestlings with the text. And it's interesting to read his interpretations of texts and what really piques his interest, and then contrasting that with mine. And, you know, so part of this may be I run into a really gnarly part of you know, Leviticus that I really need some help from Nathan.
I hope it's Leviticus. That would be fantastic. Pull out, bust off my Old Testament texts.
Yes. When we get into the Old Testament laws, I need to understand why they did that. No, but maybe, you never know. Maybe something will just crack me up, and I'll just want to, you know, talk about it. So this is definitely going to be both a spiritual, religious conversation. You know, it's not just going to be all of the announcements that we didn't get to on Sunday morning. You know, I want it to be spiritual as well.
Yeah. Well, we can do at times what some might call a deep dive on something that needs a little more unpacking. You know, especially, you know, I mean, if there's a sermon that was particularly difficult to preach mm-hmm. you know, during a specific time or on a specific topic, or, you know, a sermon series that's upcoming that's perhaps a little bit different than maybe what we might normally do, you know, kind of talking about the reason for that and what the thinking was behind that. So, yeah, I mean, those are all, I think, avenues we can explore with this, which I hope, again, to your point, is another connection point for folks in the church. Yep. And here's the plug. Mm-hmm. Actually, it fits perfectly into our theme for this year, which is reconnect. I mean, that's I put it in my newsletter article this week, but last year was such a time of being disconnected in so many different ways. I mean, the irony of all this is that we're moving toward being, or we're already more connected as a globe, as a world, than we'd ever been before because of technology. Mm-hmm. Only to discover that technology, while it kept us connected during this pandemic, we've never felt more disconnected in our lives, right?
Yep.
I mean, and so there are many lessons I think we can take from this pandemic, which may be one of these podcasts in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of those is that in-person connection is inherent to being human. I mean, it's fundamental mm-hmm. to who we are. And we've discovered that, or we're reminded of that during this time. And so this year, you know, as vaccines are distributed, you know, as hopefully things begin to subside and we can more safely do things in person, you know, this reconnecting to one another is going to be so important. Because the truth is we've developed different habits during this time and we've gotten into different routines and many of those habits and routines don't involve being interactive with other human beings in an in-person way. And so in some ways there's going to have to be some relearning and there's going to have to be some kind of pushing ourselves to come back out into the world again, when it's safe to do so, you know, to re kind of connect to one another. And so that's our theme at the church this year. And we're going to be exploring, this is one of the ways that we're trying to do that. Although it's not in person, we hope it's another point to keep people connected to the larger ministry of the church. So.
Absolutely. And there's one word that you used in there that I definitely want to highlight here, which is hope. And every week I want to have a positive term associated with every episode that we do here. And for me, 2021 is a year of hope. It is no longer a year of last year. I feel like we did have a year of fear. and for good reason. I mean, it was a wild year. I still firmly believe that there's so much to be hopeful for in this world. It's an incredible time to be alive. Let's just put it that way. And I'm very thankful and very hopeful for what is to come. One of the things that I will do a little bit of a dive into where I'm at. I'm just reading through really the first parts of Genesis and Matthew right now. And one of the themes that I can't shake is that every time, even though the first parts of Genesis all seem to be so kind of like people, you can look at it as very doom and gloomy, especially like stories about like the flood. I mean, you know, God destroying the earth with a flood because he was so unhappy with it. Or, you know, Abraham being kicked out of his promised land and having to, you know, develop, you know, relationships with people like Abimelech and things like that, and being in Egypt. But there's always a return and a grounding of hope. And it's also very interesting to be reading parts of the New Testament while you're reading the Old Testament, because there is so much that those two things are tied together. And I'm really just kind of a rookie at this. I grew up reading, you know, passages of the Bible and going to Bible classes and certain schools that I was at. But I was always told what those verses mean. And I think this is the first time in my life that I'm really sitting down and reading it and trying to understand it through Casey Evans's lens, not through somebody else's lens. And I do find there to be a lot of hope in it, even though there's a lot of confusion as well. Yeah. But it's great.
Yeah. Well, and that's great that you're doing that, because the truth is most of the stories we have in Scripture were aimed at being books that did give people hope. For the story of Noah, for instance, while we look at that and go, you know, we might say, well, how could God destroy the earth like that? How could God do that? You know, in today's kind of thinking about things, you know, every time there's a flood, is that God doing that? But that's not the way, you know, the people of that time read that story. I mean, in that time, the gods were always destroying things and often destroyed things with flood. You know, I mean, that was what the gods did. What was different about this God is that this God said never again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the end of the story. And for a people in that time to hear that part of the story, which is basically the point in the end, that would have been totally life-changing for them. wait, what do you mean God's not going to do that again? No matter what we do, God's not going to do that again? That's a story of hope, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, over and over and over again, I mean, the largest singular sort of theme in Scripture is do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear, which is what we experienced all last year. Mm-hmm. And if there's a second, probably larger theme that's filtered throughout from Genesis to Revelation, it's do not fear, have hope.
We will get through this. Have hope. Have hope.
This you shall pass. You don't ever hear it say, this will never pass, right?
Yeah.
So to your point, I think that's to read through that lens of hope, those stories, I think is a different way of kind of interpreting the text, at least for modern day readers. And I think that's a good way to approach it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would like to mention one thing, because I did take some notes, obviously, with when I'm reading through this with my brother. One of the stories that really piqued his interest that we got some early dialogue with was actually the Tower of Babel. And I feel like the way that we interpret it was very different. And I actually look at it in the sense of humanity is kind of in a Tower of Babel moment again right now, because here's kind of what I said. I said the Tower of Babel, it is a vexing Old Testament story, but I equated it to the fact that we humans, even thousands of years later, happen to hit our lowest points as humankind shortly after we build our tallest structures that we try to compete with heaven. Think of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai that was nearly bankrupted about a decade ago during the Great Recession, or the World Trade Center, now rebuilt as Freedom Tower, but it's probably virtually empty right now due to the pandemic. It's pretty crazy. Same goes for the Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco, the largest tower in downtown San Francisco ever built. It was finished just a year before the first case of COVID-19. And, you know, it's probably turned that tower into, you know, a wild west ghost town. But there is hope. There is hope in the story of Babel. And which I believe is that from the ashes comes creative new life and languages and forms of communication that make humans progress beyond the boundaries they previously thought could never be touched.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have said any better. I think that's exactly what that story's about.
And that's where we're in right now in today's world. You know, we've built these tall buildings that are virtually useless right now in a pandemic. But guess what? We're going to figure it out.
And in many ways, those buildings, in many respects, were our idols, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those were the things we kind of worshiped. They were and the bigger, the taller, the better, the more architecturally sound, you know, all that stuff. I mean, they became, and it was like, you know, how can we fill them? How can we utilize them the most efficient ways for production, productivity, and to generate income, and you know, all those things. Mm-hmm. But if we don't recognize where all of those things come from, and that there's always a God that's much larger than anything human beings can create, then we've lost sight of what really we ought to be thanking all the time for every gift we have, ability we have, anything that humanly might be constructed, that's all given to us because of God, right?
It is. It is. 100%. Well, this is great. I would like to conclude with a prayer, if you wouldn't mind leading it. I won't make you always do it.
Yeah, I'd like to do a prayer, and you're going to do it.
So. You're going to do it. Tag, you're it. And then after that, we're going to fade into some beautiful music by our organist, Ella. And I really thank her for providing us with the intro music that you heard at the beginning here. It's called The Joy Song. And the outro music that you'll hear afterwards for a couple of minutes is the toccata. Thank you, Nathan. Appreciate you wanting to do this with me. I look forward to sharing this journey with you and reconnecting and connecting to new people through this new medium that the pandemic has given us. So thank you.
Yep, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you. Let's close with prayer.
All right.
Gracious God, we are grateful that you are a God of new life, that out of the ashes, you are always doing something new. We thank you that we are in a time of hope. We thank you that we are seeing your light, even though it's always been there. And we just pray that we might recognize that light wherever it might be. Guide and direct us as we seek to find new ways to be your people in a different time. Help us to reconnect to one another and to you. It is in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.